I can't believe this is happening.
It's a disaster.
How did this happen?
Tommy Little presents...
Oh, it's an absolute
flustercuck.
G'day, legends. Tommy Little here. I know that when things go well, it can be funny. But when things go absolutely pear-shaped, it can be way funnier. So this is a show about those moments. Those moments that you get to the end of and you just look back and go, well, that was an absolute cluster.
Oh, it's an absolute
flustercuck.
My guest on today's episode is one of the best comedians in the country. He's also my former housemate and one of my best friends, the adorable Luke McGregor.
How do you start? Hey, guys, it's your boy, Tommy Little. What's going on? Like, comment and subscribe. What are we doing?
McGregor, where are you?
I'm in my bedroom, and behind me are some beige blinds.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... it's where I'll be spending the next 18 months, so...
On a scale of one to completely losing your mind, how are you going in isolation?
I think if I didn't have video games, I'd be much higher, but... I go through periods of, like, being really worried and then being okay and just sort of drowning myself in some sort of distraction. Honestly, the thing that's helped me the most is learning Japanese, like learning a language. Because I've always wanted to learn another language, but I've just never done it. So now I've got so much time on my hands, I'm like, all right, I should probably learn one now.
Have you learned how to say it's all going to be fine in Japanese?
No. Well, there'd be no point because there's no need to use that for a while. But, yeah, you're right, it is all going to be fine. I'm not sure how to say it in Japanese, but well, it's going to sound lame, but the fact that I'm learning something every day has made me feel like I've been growing, and I feel like part of social isolation that's making me crazy is that I feel like I've stopped growing, like I'm on pause. So that's made me feel like I'm doing something that's additive or make me feel better.
Man, that completely makes sense. I feel like that's the whole, regardless of this isolation, that's the whole human experience. You want to feel like you're growing. The problem I have with learning languages is that I learn sentences that I'll never use, such as my one sentence in Spanish, which is El toro bebe la leche, which is the bull drinks the milk.
Are you sure that? I mean, that might get you into a secret nightclub over there or something. My favourite is, I'm not sure if I'm going to get this right, but it's...
I'm not going to know.
It's true. It sounds tough. Sumimasen ryoshin to densha de hanashimasu, which I think means, excuse me, I'm on the phone to my parents.
Because if we were about to get in a fight and you said that... I'd grab my boys and I'd be like, no.
Not this guy. No, just, I'm sorry. One second, I'll find him. So, yeah, that's pretty much catches you up with all my news.
Well, this is called What a Flustercuck, because I can't swear on a lot of the platforms this is going to be on. But I thought it would be a fun time to just discuss days, moments in your life where everything has just gone wrong. I know you have a plethora to choose from. Would you mind handpicking one for me?
One that sticks with me pretty badly was Perth. I was doing stand-up to about 350 people on a beach.
When was this?
This was 3 or 4 years ago. And it was about half an hour in and I was busting to go to the toilet.
So you're doing an hour?
I'm doing an hour on stage outside on a beach. I got invited for some festival, Scarborough Beach, I think, and it's 350 people. I'm doing an hour show, and about 20 minutes in, 25 minutes, I was just busting.
For people that don't know comedy, outside is bad, beach is worse, so already you've got a lot of elements set up against you.
Oh, yeah, and if you look at all the great speakers throughout our history, there's not one speech that has them going to the toilet midway through.
We will fight them on the... Hang on, just a second.
Yeah, even Donald Trump, for all his faults, never goes to the toilet during a press conference.
I would love trying to regain your composure as you hear a flush in the background and then go, hey, where was I?
Yeah, anyway, as I was saying, we are going to war with North Korea. So it's... yeah, I just started standing, because going to the toilet is just not an option. So I just started standing there with my, like, just like that, like just with my legs crossed, and people just started to notice. And I said, guys, I'm really sorry.
And are you legs crossed and rocking back and forth like a mental patient?
Yeah, like my legs are sort of like thighs are together, but the ankles are splayed, just holding it. Trying to do what's that guy in Silence of the Lambs? He tucks it in. Whatever it is, that guy. Just that basic on stage. Anyway, everyone noticed, and I said, I'm really sorry, guys. I have to go to the toilet. I don't know what to do. And this lady goes, just go. Just go. And I'm like, just go. And she goes, no, go backstage. Go. And so I did. I just left stage. I left 350 people just sitting there and just walked off stage with this portable mic and took it into the toilet with me. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have brought the mic. And so I'm just peeing into the toilet. I could have turned the mic off, but I don't know. And then I didn't want to disengage with them. I was worried if I stopped talking, they'd leave or something. So I just kept talking to them over the mic, trying to be funny about it, and then just started peeing, and you could hear the pee on the microphone. It was just such a bad decision.
isn't the comedian's psyche amazing, though, in its arrogance in itself, where you go, I don't want to stop talking because I don't want them to leave. Like you, leaving the stage to piss wasn't enough incentive for them to leave. You thought, if I stop into this gold mine.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I just walked back on stage.
How many are still there? When you walk back on stage, are they all still there?
If anyone had left, I couldn't tell. Everyone was still there that I could see. And I apologised. I had washed my hands, luckily, so I didn't have to go back in. And then just kept doing the set. Just did the set, did the rest of the set, and got medium laughs. Okay, and then people came up to me after the gig and said, mate, I really like the first half, but you should lose the bit where you go to the toilet. It's it disengages the crowd. and maybe four people came up to me and said that. They just said, yeah, if you just hadn't gone to the toilet, I just don't think the show needs it. And so, yeah, in future shows I haven't gone to the toilet midway through.
You've cut that bit.
I've cut that bit.
Is this why, because we've toured together a lot, is this why you now don't drink before shows?
Yeah. I don't...
Is it?
I have very little alcohol because I'm scared it'll make me pee and very little water. I have just enough so I'm not parched, and then I'll just sip when I'm out there. But I won't start drinking either alcohol or water until I'm on stage, just in case.
Bro, I can't believe, out of all the shows we've done, I can't believe that this is... I didn't realise there was a catalyst.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, you know how you're always discovering things about your mates you didn't know? It's hard, it's not something I'd ever bring up to you and just say, mate, just think, you know, I'm worried I'll piss on stage. So it's don't feel bad. Should not know.
Mate, I love it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, please.
I can't believe this is happening.
It's a disaster.
How did this happen?
Tommy Little presents.
Oh, it's an absolute
flusterfuck.